Good morning and welcome to everyone. This can be a helpful time for you to pause, find a seat, standing or lying down, just a sense of pausing from activity and giving yourself an opportunity to settle. And sometimes we talk about a certain way of listening to the Dharma, to these teachings, where we sit and we kind of listen with our whole body, heart, mind. So settling into a posture where we can, you know, listen in a grounded and spacious way, the feeling of listening with our whole being. More chance for whatever is useful, helpful for us, can really be heard, and felt, right? Not just understood on a conceptual level. So this morning I'd like to carry on with the theme of metta, goodwill, loving kindness. Jazz has spoken about last couple of days, and I'll be just offering a few reflections this week and next week on this great quality of heart, natural in a human being, maybe other creatures. Quality which has different facets, different manifestations, sense of friendliness. It's the root of the word metta, M-E-T-T-A in Pali, the language close to the language the Buddha spoke. From a word meaning friend. So it's a befriending. It's a friendliness towards ourselves, towards others, towards all phenomena, all creation. And has many, many, facets, expressions, and ways of being celebrated, cultivated, allowed, recognized, remembered. I'll just touch on a few of those. I was reflecting just before this session, sort of giving thanks for the many, many beings in my life who have taught me about kindness, and both in their expression of that in their life and their relationship with me and others, and just thinking how important that is, that we are teachers for each other in this and in all things. And in meditation, we have the opportunity to incline the mind and the heart, to learn how to do that, how to evoke, catalyze, or remember this quality, this intentionality, this sometimes a state, felt sense. And there's much to explore, much to understand, and all of it is, helpful. So many benefits. In our life, in our relationships, in our sense of our relationship with ourself, which you could say is so much of what meditation is, this learning to relate wisely and kindly to ourselves in ways that reduce and ease suffering and stress, and help us to be a non-harming presence in the world. Supports mindfulness. Very interesting sense of allowing, accepting. Sometimes I certainly talk about in terms of presence and knowing and mindfulness and this work of learning to abide in knowing mindfulness has kindness in it. And when we recognize this is, I found this very, very helpful for deepening. Again, an antidote to all kinds of aversion, the kind of aversion that we carry, you know, that sort of just sits in our psyche, our mind, our heart, a kind of in our body. So this loving kindness, this goodwill, this wish or concern for the well-being of others and of ourselves has this antidotal kind of power. And very, you know, again, this during the reflections, I'll go through different ways that this can be understood and be witnessed. Antidote to fear, to anger, strengthening the heart and the mind, nourishing the heart and the mind. Good food, reflecting on kindness, metta, I'll use that word. Include all the different facets I've mentioned. So I'd like to offer some suggestions in guided meditation. So again, do make yourself comfortable as you can be, sitting or standing or lying down. Just finding that sense of body posture that helps us to really land, to rest on the ground. Feel the body's contact with the chair or the floor, whatever it's resting on. And feeling the sense of uprightness, which supports a sense of wakefulness, of presence, of being interested in, of being here. And just for this little while, I invite you to join the metta experiment, the metta contagion. One of those qualities perhaps we can never have too much of. So just to the degree that you're willing, you know, just settling a little and opening to contemplate this great quality, be the sense of what it feels like to be on the receiving end of kindness. You know, even without remembering specific events, although specific events might come to mind, or specific people or animals or whatever beings, that what it feels like to feel the energy or the actions or the intention of kindness, of care, of goodwill, good wishes. And part of this practice is to be receptive to that. For some of us, this is maybe a really key part of this practice, that there's all kinds of resistance and kind of walls that we put up and it's like not being able to take in the good. So softly, softly softening, opening to be receptive to, and in this case, just in the meditation, is sort of remembering or evoking, catalyzing sense of that energy, the energy of goodwill. many, many ways gets expressed, you know, really small ways, really big ways. And so part of this practice is to become aware of it. It's like it's in our life, it's in our heart. We don't recognize it, we don't turn to it. So here's the cultivation, which is in a way just one way of understanding is simply to, again, open our eyes to the presence and activity of that concern for the welfare of beings, the welfare of all life. Manifests in so many different ways. And then we might reflect on its importance and the devastation that ensues in its absence. Just to kind of inspire us to find ways of strengthening this natural capacity. It's very natural, so much. Again, our practice can help us to sort of get out of the way, just let it function, let the natural kindness and empathy kind of letting it happen. So I always like to begin really and stay pretty close to a sense of what's happening now in your experience. So feeling the body, receptive to the body, sensations, receptive to the heart, to emotions, receptive to thoughts, images, just beginning to open, widen a sense of receptive to our whole being, sitting here, just however it is right now. Whatever is happening, whatever the mood, the energy, whether health or ill health, whether whatever is here, beginning to open to that with awareness, tinged with friendliness. So here's another really, really helpful way of practicing where it's again more like a slight shift of, oh, there's a kind of friendliness in awareness, in right mindfulness. It is it has an association with intention of goodwill. Not separate from that. In the sense of, can this awareness, the sense of presence, of knowing our experience, be friendly or maybe just non-aversive? It's a very basic form of metta. So we can see in that mindfulness and metta both find their basis in non-aversion. So just sitting quietly and with the intention to be receptive to experience whatever is happening right now. Have the intention to actually be present in a steady, non-reactive way. Kind of allows it to be as it is, sort of letting be and a sense of letting go and bearing with a sense of allowing, just listening for any words or images that resonate for you. notice any effect in your body mind. These are helpful clues about what might be helpful for you in this practice, in this cultivation. So just abiding for a little while, a sense of interest, friendly interest. How are you, my friend? You might imagine a good friend, somebody we trust, or somebody from our past, or another kind of being or an animal, where we know when they look at us with genuine care, with genuine interest in our well-being and how we are. So sometimes something like that can be helpful, just to see, to evoke this sense of goodwill resonating, emanating, radiating a little or a lot through our being, through the whole space of the body mind. A little bit of goodwill, allowing it to infuse or suffuse the whole space of the body mind, whole field of our experience, widening to include whatever is apparent. And just playing a little bit with suffusing. I sometimes think of a tea bag, or like a dye, tinting a liquid, or rain, softening hardened earth. Something soaking in to our being, to our body. That concern for our well-being. Concern, non-invasive, non-intrusive interest from another being, what it's like to soften and allow something of that to soften and open our being. And you're not pushing for any particular experience, we're just playing. And just bringing in a few different words or images and just seeing what resonates. Feeling the body settled and open, feeling the sense of space of the mind and the heart open to the quality of metta. Non-aversion. Wish for the well-being of beings, of all life forms. May you be well. I wish you well, you tree, you bird. I wish you well, you human. And there can be no words, or maybe words can help. That sense of allowing this good energy to radiate naturally, just like radiant heat radiating out from the body, the warmth of metta simply naturally shines forth for our own benefit and for the benefit of all beings everywhere. So as we open our eyes, take in the visual field. May the intentionality of goodwill come with us, suffusing our way of seeing the world, others, ourselves. And just for those of you who have some interest in exploring, practicing this, I hope there's a few suggestions there. And also to know that on Dharma Seed, wonderful, freely offered Dharma talks and guided meditations, there's much there on metta from many different teachers. So you could find an approach that, at least explore a bit there and find an approach that resonates with you. So wish you a good day and a good night, and thank you for your practice. May it be of benefit to you and to all beings. And I'll be here hopefully tomorrow and Friday. So thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.